With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Israeli military says it's rescued two hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. It identified them as Fernando Simon Marmon and Louis Haar. It says both men were kidnapped by Hamas militants from kibbutz near Yitzhak in the October 7th cross-border attack. The rescue took place early Monday in the southern border town of Rafah in a raid that killed at least seven people. The army says both men are in good medical condition. Israel says around 100 hostages remain in Hamas captivity, as well as the remains of about 30 others. Also at SRNNews.com, some say they were surprised. Others say they expected the announcement. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher will not run for a fifth term.
The Saturday announcement comes after Gallagher's vote last week opposing the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the impacts of illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. The margin fell just one vote shy, with Gallagher as one of just three Republicans who voted nay. Gallagher is a former U.S. Marine who grew up in Green Bay and has been chairing a House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government's threat to the U.S. George Williams reporting.
A winter storm advisory has been issued for eastern New Mexico, including the city of Roswell, which got its first notable snowfall of the season.
The heaviest snow is stretching across east central New Mexico in a band that is likely producing some very high snowfall rates, poor visibility, and likely some very poor road conditions.
That's the National Weather Service meteorologist Jennifer Shoemake. The storm stems from a slow-moving system that first hit California early on Wednesday. And the Chiefs repeat as Super Bowl champions, winning Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas in overtime over the San Francisco 49ers. Final score 25-22, Patrick Mahomes and the MVP. This is SRN News. A warning from a female boxer.
Kerry Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another legal challenge to South Carolina's heartbeat law. Planned Parenthood says the measure should not apply at 6 weeks of pregnancy because the major components of the heart usually form around 9 weeks. This is just the latest attempt by abortion advocates to weaken the measure, which bars abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Parenthood's first request to broaden the narrow window in which a pregnancy can be legally terminated. This is SRN News. A poll earlier this week showed Americans believe air travel is relatively safe in the U.S. despite the recent Alaska Airlines incident over Oregon.
About 7 out of 10 U.S. adults who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say airplanes are a very or somewhat safe method of travel. And about 2 in 10 adults say they have a great deal of confidence that airplanes are being properly maintained and are safe from structural faults. Another half say they have a moderate amount of faith that this is the case. I'm Donna Warder.
New York is expanding a curfew to additional migrant shelters. Mayor Eric Adams' administration imposing an 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew at 20 migrant centers beginning Monday after initially placing the restrictions at 4 other locations. The city's traditional homeless shelters have long had such curfews. SRN News.